T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gresh and Rich Keefe. This is Gresh and Keefe on EEI.
Here we go. 4th and 14. Buffalo at the 18 of the New England Patriots in the shotgun with 3-1. Allen looks over the defense, got the shotgun snap. They rush 5. Here comes the blitz. He throws a line drive pass. Batted down at the 1. Batted down on the hash mark by Miles Bryant at the 1-yard line, just outside the goal line. And New England's defense does it again, stopping the Buffalo Bills deep in their own zone, and on downs it goes to New England.
That's what it sounded like last night on Monday Night Football, 12:02, lunchtime hour of Gresh and Keefe. We're going to get right back to you on these phones to drink in those Bills fans' tears. Joining us now on the Harbor One hotline, here's a guy who was a part of skunking that Buffalo running game last night, Lawrence Guy, with us on the Harbor One Hotline. And Lawrence is brought to us by Falmouth Lumber, your Anderson window dealers. Lawrence Guy, good afternoon, friend. That was pretty awesome last night.
Oh, it was amazing, especially with the wind, the little slight snow. It was the best environment for a game. And on top of that, we're in Buffalo, so you know the crowd is going crazy. So it's one of those games that you're like, hey, this is what football is about.
Have you played any game like that weather-wise? I know you've played in some weird ones in your time in the league, but just that windy, because I know a lot of players said it really wasn't that cold, but the wind was a massive factor.
No. When we played the Jets, I want to say 19 or 18, what was that, negative like 7 or 8 in the stadium with the wind chill? I'm like, that was cold. This one was super windy. So we came out before the pregame to get you a little exercise, and you just felt the wind just hit you. You're like, oh, man, this is going to be a fun run game. But I never experienced that much wind before. It was unreal.
Lawrence, when you get to the stadium and realize what the conditions are, does going into the game, does the game plan start to change? Does the discussion start to change? Or were you guys pretty prepared for here's what it's going to be and here's how we think it's going to go?
You're like, hey, this is what's going to be. The weather report says this. But like you said, you don't know until you get to the stadium. In the hotel, we saw the wind. So we're like, oh, we understand. It ain't going to be a big throwing the ball game. They're going to have some passes, but this is going to be a traditional ground and pound game. Then once you get in the stadium, you feel all that wind hit you. You're like, yeah, it's going to be a running game. If they got the wind, they might throw the ball, but nothing too crazy. But it's one of those that, like, you already start preparing your mind. And you're like, okay, this is what's going to be. There's going to be some other plays and trickery in there. But the basis of the game is going to be possibly a running style thing. And that relies all up front. So, like, hey, up front, you got to do your job. You got to make sure they don't get anything going.
Now, you were dead on about it being a running game, no more so than on your offense, which Mac Jones only threw the ball 3 times. If you were on the other side of that and it was clear that they were only going to run against you and yet you couldn't stop it, how demoralizing would that be?
I'm not on the other side of that, so. but I can tell you this.
Hypothetically,
I can tell you this. To be an offensive lineman and to understand that the defense knows exactly what you're doing. And they're like, yeah, he threw the ball like 3 times. So to be an offensive lineman and be like, hey, they know we're running the ball. They're loading the box. Oh, that's impressive right there. So they came out and showed out on the offensive line this week because everybody knew what the game plan was. They're like, they're running the ball. So they loaded the box and they still was able to gain a whole bunch of yards and do their block. So, like, to be one of them, like, that was impressive for that night. It was a really big game for our offensive line.
Lawrence Guy, the New England Patriots, with Gresh and Keefe here on the Harbor One Hotline. And our interview with Lawrence is brought to you by Verizon. You guys weren't just good in the red area last night, Lawrence. You were great. Why? What worked?
We was a do-your-job game. You saw everybody contributing in their way. I said the biggest play of the night was Miles knocking down that ball in the red area. It's solidified a win, but it's like one of those aspects is like, hey, everybody do your job. Everybody understands what we got to do. Eliminate the big plays, and I think we're all on the same page of competing every single down. We got some penalties against us that some might say, oh, that's not fair, but we moved on. It's like, okay, let's move on from the penalty, let's move on from Josh Allen running. Let's continue to control what we can control. And as long as you control what you can control and do what you're able to do, the outcome is always going to be good. And I felt like that's what we had on our mindset. Like, we went on the sideline, we got the adjustments, we kept going, we understood what the game was going to be. And like I said, that was an exciting game. We got two good teams playing each other, and they just going back-to-back plays. It's like, hey, what's going to happen? You just saw both front sevens just going at it back and forth. And that's why I said it was an exciting, must-watch game. But if anybody in the NFL or anybody that looks at the game says that wasn't a game that you wanted to play in or watch, I don't know what type of football you'd like to see.
First quarter, you had the fumble recovery. What goes through your mind when you see that the ball's out?
Like when I went through, I was like, oh, I'm going to get a tackle. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get this tackle for loss. And when he dropped it, I was like, all right, I'm going to jump on it. Then the offensive lineman grabbed my finger, and I'm like, in my head, I was like, all right, he's pulling my finger. I don't know if he knows I'm double jointed. Then I started looking at him. I was like, hey, I'm a big man, too. I got a belly. I'm just going to lay on it. He's like, what? I'm laying on it. You ain't going to get me off the ball. He just started laughing. I said, you just give up. It's a wrap. It's over. Mm-hmm. he's like, trust me, you can have my hand. You still ain't getting this ball.
What's better for a defensive lineman like yourself when you have an open shot at the quarterback and it looks like you're about to grab a sack, or when you see the ball is out and you can pounce on a fumble?
Both are great.
Well,
let's be honest, like, mm-hmm. open shots to the quarterback is amazing. But it's one of those, like, when you see the ball on the ground, it's a 50-50 shot that you might be able to pick it up and run a couple of yards.
There we go.
Yeah,
That's what I was waiting for, the scoop and score. Because bigs don't normally get a chance to get the pill number one.
That's right.
And when they do, there's always that thought that runs through your mind of, let me scoop this up and see what I can do.
100%. But the best thing about it is, like, everybody went to the side, like, hey, why did you scoop and score? I was like, we're behind the line of scrimmage in the red zone. I was like, let's just keep it safe. Because if I try to pick it up and I miss, like, they just get the ball back. Let's just get an offensive ball and make sure they make some moves. But, like, in another time, like, when you're in that open field, you got to try to pick it up and go. There's no other way. So you can do a touchdown there.
So hitting the bye week in week 14, it's as late as it's ever been, obviously, with the extra week of the season. But what's the schedule look like for you now between, today till the next time you guys come back on the field?
You know, we still got to go there, get your treatment, get your film in, self-scout and do that. But, right now it's just about recovering and understanding your opponent that's coming up. It's a late bye week. So we've been grinding at it since July, just going at it. But that's a lot of kudos to us of just constantly getting our treatment in, getting our recovery and studying. And that's what you've got to do. It's like, you have to continue with that treatment, studying and understanding what the last couple of games means to the season, you know? So you have to just keep that professionalism and, like, hey, we're going to have to keep it up and keep the energy going.
Lawrence, we do want to ask you about something real life. However, you kind of buried the lead in that answer there off of Rich's question. Touchdown dance? Whoa. Do you have one in the back pocket ready to go?
If I ever get a touchdown, we'll see. I was close a couple of years ago with the interception, but Landry grabbed my leg. But if I ever get one, we will see. Like, what comes to mind?
Oh, I guarantee there's something there.
Oh, yeah. You've got some choice. It's really just keeping the other guys from jumping on you, too, right?
Like, you need whatever space. You need space. Unless it's like a whole
team. You know, because remember, when I got in the league, my old head was B.J. Raji, and he just got that touchdown the following year, and he did the Raji dance. So, like, hey, you always got that in the back of your mind, what's going to come up.
We want to congratulate you on being the Patriots nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And at Patriots on Twitter did a really nice piece. I don't know if you got to see it this morning, Lawrence, where Robert Kraft presented you with the Patriots Walter Payton Man of the Year nomination. We have talked to you about the great work that you and your wife have done in the community. What does being the nominee for such an award mean to you and your family?
Oh, it's an honor. Those are one of those things that me and my wife strive to, like, to get back to the community. And the platform the NFL creates is a huge opportunity to do it. And I think to be nominated for an award for a man that did that. Like, that was his image. He left a legacy behind, and I think be honored to be in that same class as all those individuals is amazing. But it's one of those things that it's when you're able to use your platform to have awareness for people that are striving to be better and better themselves, and you can use your words to speak up against certain actions and certain abilities to help somebody strive to be great. It's always a blessing, you know. I mean, this is it. Like I said, I'm just truly honored that I was actually nominated for this. So I was shocked and I was happy at the same time. I was saying with my wife, but I tell people all the time, it's me and her, our team, we do everything together. And when we come up with these ideas of how we're going to get back to the community, how we're going to change people's lives, and hopefully they change people's lives from the event that they go to, this is always one of those things, like, you just strive to be the better person that you can be to everybody that's around you, because you never know what might happen in life, where you might fall, and that one person that might come in and help you out might just change your life for the better.
Well, good on you, and congratulations to you and your wife and your family and all the great work that you have done, and a much-earned rest, friend. Go get it. Thanks a bunch. Great victory last night. We'll talk to you soon, Lawrence Guy. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.